So welcome to the five basic chord types. You have no idea how many times I've shown this sheet to people who want to play jazz chords. And yeah. With these are 10 chords. There's five different types of chords. Major 7, 7, minor 7, half diminished and diminished. And then there's two sets of roots, fifth string roots and sixth string roots. The sixth string roots are along the left and the fifth string roots are along the right. With these 10 chords, you can play any song in the real book. I guarantee it.
No, I mean, this is
really cool. And so let's start with the sixth string root. Let's start with the key of C. You have to know that the C note on the sixth string is at the eighth fret. So go to sixth string, eighth fret. All right, so you're going to put finger one on that. And then with finger three on the fourth string, ninth fret, it'll sound like that. And then finger four, the pinky, goes on third string, ninth fret. And then with finger two, goes on second string, eighth fret. And it sounds like that. And you don't have to play the sixth, you don't have to play the top string. You notice that on the chart, there's no note on the fifth or first string. And you just don't play those. You mute them out. The only strings you're playing are strings 6, 4, 3, and 2. From bottom to top, it goes fingers 1, 3, 4, 2. If you have if you're having trouble with that, try this. You play an E minor chord. You know an E minor at the 7th fret? Correct, yeah. So again, what determines that this is C major 7 is because the root is C on the 6th string at the 8th fret. Yeah, had the root been elsewhere, if you want to just compare, like, go to A major 7 at the 5th fret. So just slide the whole chord down to 5th fret. And the frets will be 5X, 6, 6, 5X. Notice that in the chart, I didn't write the fingering, you know, and I wrote what those numbers are the intervals to the chord. So the lowest note is the one, like do, and then the next note is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, right? And then do, re, mi, and then do, re, mi, fa, sol. So 1, 7, 3, 5 is the order of the intervals from bottom to top. You get that?
I got totally.
And that's going to be, so I mean, but on piano, you might, like a C major 7 might be, you know, in order, like C, E, G, B, but It's in guitar, we changed the order around because it's way easier. And the reason I represented these in intervals is because I want to show you how one chord connects to the next. This helps your music theory as well. So the first chord was a major 7, the first sort of row.
So
the difference between a major 7 and the second row, which is a regular 7, by the way, the chord types are right in the middle of the sheet. It says major.
I get it. I missed that part. Okay, so right.
I'm going to go from major 7 to dominant 7. Go back to the major 7 you were on fret 8. And the only thing that changes is the 7, the note on the 4th string, gets flattened to a flat 7. And so, therefore, the sound will be, it'll be like fret 8X, 8, 9, 8X. Sound like that. You have to rearrange your fingers. Note that was played with finger 3 now goes down a half step, so you have to rearrange your fingers. The fingering would be from bottom to top, 1, 2, 4, 3. Really where this dominant chord, you might recognize it better, is if you do a full-blown bar chord at fret 8 off the C7, where the frets were like 8, 10, 8, 9, 8, 8, like a full-blown C7 bar chord. Most people are familiar with that chord. The chord I'm showing you is the exact same as that, except there's no fifth string and there's no fifth string and there's no first string. So it just looks different because your fingers have to do something different, but it's the same shape. Can you see that? Can you hear that it sounds roughly the same as the big old C7 bar chord? And then the jazz one, they have the same, almost pretty much the same sound. And let me just, a word of explanation. Why can't we use the big C7 bar chord? You can when it's C7. But learning my system, one, you're going to see a thin thread between, not even a thin thread, a pretty thick thread where almost every note is the same from one chord to the next. Only one note changes from one chord to the next. That's the first reason. Second reason is if you had something different like a sharp 5, for example, well, in your big old C7 bar chord, the 8, 10, 8, 7, 8, 10, 8, 9, 8, 8 chord, if you needed to sharp the fifth, now you got to sharp two of them because on the fifth string and the second string are both the fifth of the chord. And so you have, it's called doubling. There's two of one certain voice. You know, there's two roots, there's two fifths. So if you got to change something, it's a royal pain in the neck. Whereas on mine, if you had a sharp 5, you just lift it up and boom, there's your sharp 5. Or if you have a flat 5, you have to change the fingering a little, but it's much easier when it's only one of each interval, if you see what I mean. You're right. It is like Something, the song Something by George Harrison. It's in the same key too, I think, like something in the way she moved. Oh wait, I'm sorry. At first it's regular C, something in the way, and then major 7, and then dominant 7. Attracts me like no other. Excellent, excellent. Let me go to minor. Tell me which note changed from the 7 to the minor 7. The changes between the 7 and the minor 7 is the flat 3. So the fret numbers for C minor 7 would be 8x888x. And you would do that with fingers 2 and 3 only. So it would be 2 and then skip the 5th string in 3-3-3. You can also play the first string on that one too, so it would go like 8x 8888 or
that's
whatever.
The easiest one we've learned